Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's podcast episode, we're talking about how to create great case studies that will get you more high value clients. Let's start off with what a case study is. I'm going to break down to the basics. Imagine you're super curious about why your favorite coffee shop always has a line out the door, while the next one next door is always empty. So you decide to dive in and figure it out. You talk to the baristas, you chat with the customers, and even spend a few mornings observing both places. You're looking at what they do differently, from the coffee beans all the way through to the customer service. A case study is pretty much that. It's taking a closer look at a specific situation, project, or person to figure out what happened, why it happened, and what we can learn from it. People use them in business, they use them in psychology, education, pretty much anywhere there's something to learn from real life examples. Think of it as storytelling with a purpose. You're gathering all the puzzle pieces, putting them together, and sharing the story so others can learn from it. It's like being a detective in your favorite mystery book, but instead of figuring out who done it, you're uncovering the secrets behind success, innovation, or even everyday routines. So how do you write a good one then? One which gives you a queue of people lining up to do business with you rather than the tumbleweed of an empty coffee shop. A case study is basically a document or a video that outlines how a client used your services to overcome their problem. It's real-world proof that your services work and get results. If your service has helped clients get great results, a case study will help you showcase these results to your future clients. They are an excellent way to attract more business and can mean the difference between a lost opportunity and a fully booked advisory practice. So what makes a good case study? Well, it might be better to start with what makes a bad case study. Most case studies are painfully boring. Many end up just saying how nice it was to work with said advisor and actually do not showcase the results in any cohesive or transformational way. The opposite of a bad case study is a case study that converts prospects into clients time and time again and showcases you, the advisor, in a way where you are differentiated from every other person or advisory offer out there. Some hard and fast rules include: 1. It must be digestible. Whilst there's no hard rule on how long a case study should be, it can be a good idea to ask, how short can we make it? A good case study avoids unnecessary minutiae, knows what it's trying to say, and communicates it quickly and without ambiguity. With a few exceptions, effective case studies are concise and clear. It should, however, be very thorough. While the case study is all about making impressive claims about how a service helped someone achieve a certain result, it also needs to explain how it happened. Good case studies include key details that show how the customer got from A to B using your advisory offering. This is the difference between a case study and a testimonial. A case study is a story, whereas a testimonial is a few lines of gratitude. We need to keep in mind that a case study is a sales tool, but the ones really worth reading tell a compelling story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. They beg to be read all the way through. Often they present a problem that creates tension and demands a solution. And remember, in this story, the client is the hero, not you. Now, it goes without saying that learning how to write compelling case studies is an invaluable tool for business advisors. Case studies can be used in emails that you send out to your prospect database, articles on your blog, or even sales pages and your website. I've created 60 ways where you can actually promote your case study once you've written it. Send me a message on LinkedIn if you would like a copy of it, and I can send that over to you. 60 ways to promote your case study. Anyway, I digress. Not only do case studies help you land better, higher paying clients, showcase the amazing results you've got for your clients, but they also attract strategic alliances too, as a business likes to align themselves with other successful businesses. So as I've said, a case study needs to be engaging, it needs to be a story, and it needs to take your reader on a journey. When your story is about someone else and what they actually went through, it is way more relatable and authentic and more effective. So with that said, let's get into it. Today I'm going to share with you my 9-step formula for creating the perfect case study. Step 1 is that you have to interview the client that you want to write the case study about. Yep, that's right. I said interview. No, you can't send them a survey, you can't send them an email asking them to write it for you. You have to get on a call and interview them. If you want the juicy takeaways that will turn into a great case study, then you need to spend some time with your client digging deep into their experience of working with you. The reason this is so powerful is because when they say something that has the potential to be super juicy and insightful, you can ask them to dig a little deeper on that particular point. You can say things like, "Ooh, tell me more about that," or "Where were you right before you started working with me?" For example, I was on a Q&A call with my clients the other week, and I found out that one of my clients has added about $400,000 in advisory services in the past 2 years. I didn't even know. Why didn't I know? Because up until that point, I hadn't given them the opportunity to tell me. I hadn't asked. And that's the point. This is you giving your client the chance to tell you everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hopefully with the bad and the ugly doing before they started working with you and the good coming after they'd worked with you for a short while. You want to avoid asking yes or no questions too. You need to ask what we call open-ended questions that allow your client to share their entire story. You need to dig deep on what they were feeling and experienced before working with you, how they felt during the process, and then finally what they experienced after your advisory offer. Or if you're still working with them, ask them how they're feeling right now. Make sure you get the specifics and really pull out those great stories and details. Here's a pro tip for you. Even if you are not doing a video case study, make sure you record everything and not just jot down the answers to your questions, because you're going to miss the gold trying to remember every single detail. Once the interview is done, you can then transcribe it and start writing your case study, which of course then leads me on to the next step. Step 2, writing a benefit-focused headline. Just like anything else you write, the headline needs to hook the reader in. It is the first thing your readers will see, and it is the single determining factor on whether the rest of the case study gets read. A great case study headline needs to be benefit-driven. It's where you need to be clear and not clever. Just focus on one specific benefit or transformation that your client achieved. And if you can include exact numbers or statistics, this is going to grab people's attention. I have case studies where clients have gone from $200,000 a year to over $1 million in just over 12 months. I have others where they've taken their average monthly fee from $1,000 to $3,000 a month and added $750,000 to their revenue in just under 2 years of working with me. These are great headlines. These truly are the most important part of your case study. Right, so next step is step 3. It is for us to introduce your client to the reader. Now you've hooked your reader and got their attention, you need to tell them about the client that you're featuring in the case study. You want to keep this part relatively short. It's just for context. Who they are, what they do, and who they do it for. Most importantly, we want to focus on the next step. Some clients will want anonymity, and that is okay. You can change their name or just describe them without giving away a name or a business detail. The next step is step 4, which is all about giving the reader context. This means letting the reader know that your case study's life was like a certain way before they started working with you. This is where your reader starts to resonate with what you're saying, because you're describing what probably their life is like now. Nothing beats a good before and after story, so you need to dive deep into your client's life and business before you and what it was that was driving them to seek a solution. You can dive deep into their fears and frustrations and the knock-on effect to their business and their personal life. This is where you want your reader to relate to the story on an emotional level. So you mustn't just list a bunch of facts, but bring emotional storytelling into the case study. I often think we are our best case studies. When I tell my story about how I do what I do because of the life I had as the daughter of an overworked tax technician, and how my dad was always busy at Christmas and also working through tax season on my January birthday, my story always resonates with my audience. This is what I mean when I say emotional. Remember, facts tell and stories sell. So step 5 is next. Step 5 is the step where they seek out a solution to their problem. you want to describe what the straw that broke the camel's back was and why they reached out to work with you. What meant that they couldn't go it alone anymore? What made them say, enough is enough, I need some advice and someone to support me? When you understand your client's mind right before they make that decision to work with you, you'll have so much valuable insight into why people buy your services. You will get to understand why they said yes to you. Next, we have to share step 6, why they chose you out of everyone they were looking at. Here you can also pinpoint out some other solutions that maybe they've tried but didn't work, and why they chose you over your competitors. This is really powerful positioning, and you can highlight your USP. And the best part isn't you really blowing your own trumpet. They're doing it for you. It's coming directly from the perspective of your client in their own words. Step 7 is the transformation. This is where you can explain how everything has changed for the client since they've been working with you. Make sure you include how life has changed for them in their business, but also get what the knock-on effect of this was like for their family, their time, their finances, their happiness, and life in general. You will probably help them make or save money, but there will be other benefits to working with you too, so ask them. And go deep on this so you can get the gold around the transformation. Get your client to explain the step-by-step journey they went on with you for that transformation, the milestones along the way. It didn't need to be smooth sailing either. You can share the bumps in the road too. And then we move on to step 8, what life is like now, the after. This is where you can showcase the amazing results your client has received from your time together. And this is where you want to include tangible results that are the icing on the cake. And then finally, you need to finish off with a call to action. Something like, if you too would like the results just like Bob, then reach out and send me a message on LinkedIn or book a call with me to see if we can help. Make sure you tell your readers exactly what they have to do so that they take action. So let's recap, and I'll list the 9 steps out now. 1, interview your client, make sure you record it. Step 2, write a benefit-focused headline. Step 3, introduce your client to the reader. Step 4, deep dive into what your client's life was like before working with you. Step 5, what made them seek out a solution to their problem. Step 6, why they chose you. 7, the transformation they had during your journey together. 8, the outcome of your work together. And 9, the call to action to take the reader to the next step. So there you have it, a step-by-step guide in how to write a great case study. Now you have your case study mapped out, you need to go and share it with everybody. So why not grab my 60 ways to share your case study document? Message me on LinkedIn for a copy. And with that, I sign off for today. Have a great day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.